got through the game clean. Feel how Kate Simpson was a late draw yesterday with their tight calf. Clem Smith came in. Let's start with Daniel from the Age.
Well, Nick, what was your message to the players after
the game? The message is pretty clear. We were better. The attitude was a lot better. But we know where we're at. We're on the, if we're not on the bottom, we're bottom right out. So this is, we can accept it or we can keep having a crack at it at round six, going into round seven. So this will be a great test of the football club, match committee, and in particular, I suppose, the play group.
Is it one of the biggest tests of your coaching career?
I don't look at it, I don't go back over things. It's right now, it's here and now. What's happened in the past and what's in the future is, we don't know the future. No, this is right now, this is real. But let's give some credit to Brisbane, who I've always thought they're a very good football side. They've been on the wrong end of some losses this year. There's no question about that. We knew in that room, and they would have probably known in our room, that there would have been a fair amount of discussions about where both clubs are at. It certainly didn't reach any great heights, but the intensity by both sides to get a victory was evident in probably what happened all week when we both got Hydens.
Where did it get away from you today?
Oh, that third quarter, I just thought that if we can just squeeze another goal out of it. Now, goals were hard to get by both clubs. I just sort of, if we could manage to get that next one to get us, you'll correct me, probably 20-odd points, 21 points, 22 points. I just thought if we can just get that next one, every goal we got, we had to fight for. And the goals they got, I thought they come pretty well structured. The Stay takes the mark and goes back, kicks the goal. Green latches onto the loose football and kicks the goal. So, and that was the one. Green got that one and all of a sudden it's back to 9 points. And we just lost our initiative in the next 10 minutes, really. I don't think we went into our forward line for that 10 minutes.
Significant problem more forward of centre than anything? I know you started...
No, I know what you're going to say here, but we've been beaten badly one-on-one in the back half all year. Tools seem to get us. They've got us right through the whole year. We just haven't been able to get settled there. But, Michael Jamison in and out and so forth, and Rowe's under massive pressure every week. But no, that's where they get. And our one-on-ones, Doherty's been pretty good for the year. Those two blokes would be probably heading our best and fairest, really. And that says about where we're at. But the other lads. Today, when it went in one-on-one, we were losing the one-on-one contest. You can't do that in the back line. Whether 43 to 49 inside the front 50, that probably says it. But having said that, yes, we did get a fair bit of time in there, and opportunities went begging. Big pun. Oh, we've had both of those boys forward through the game. Murphy's kicked his goals. Judd, I think in Chris's case, we've got to really protect. He's been such a wonderful player in the AFL. I think to just ask him to come up against some of these young blokes minute by minute is not wise. He won't get through the game. I'm too sure in the last quarter what he had. not a great deal, but, we... You've got to wean yourself off players. You can't just think that the go-to player, pardon me, the go-to player is got to be Chris Judd all the time. I think that's not the way the club's going to go forward. We're ever grateful for the fact he put his hand up to play. There's no question about that. But Patrick Cripps, Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs. Bryce was best and fairest last year. We've just got to develop other players that can go into that role.
Is that where you let yourself down? No player really just grabbed the game.
Pardon?
Is that where you let yourself down? No player really grabbed the game sort of by the scruff of the neck at all?
No, I think that takes too much away from Brisbane. They, you know, they quelled our forward line. You know, the positives, if you get a positive out of these sort of things, you're digging deep. But look, Casbolt, I mean, that's a fantastic effort by him. He's put, Sav Rock has put a massive amount of effort and time in, especially what we pay him. He's down there every day. And let me tell you, he's not being paid for every day. Levi himself, as I said today, he got reward today. He doesn't always get reward, but you can never question his endeavour. And he had endeavour, and he kicks four goals. I thought Eddie Curnow's job from a half back on Zorko was as good as you get in that, and those, under those circumstances, particularly with the amount of football they got in and around the ball. So there are some positives, but I don't think any one thing beat us. I don't think Casbot was probably our best player, maybe. I'll have to have a close look, maybe Kuna. But that's not what wins games of football. It's consistent right across the board. You need, when you make a decision, you need to make the right decision. You know, we will make changes. We will keep making changes to this football side until we get it to peel off. And it may well be that some of the kids stay or some of the kids go out of the side. We're not going to be hooked in on, let's all throw. Well, our seconds won a game today, which is terrific. I haven't had a report from the coach, but I believe that Cruiser got through, Menzel got through. Just off the top, there's a couple of others that got through. So, you know, if their form is good enough, they will be looked at for next week.
A loss like that, all due respect to Brisbane, they were bottom of the ladder without it, but it will lead to inevitable questions about your future. Are you as determined as ever to see it through?
I find that strange that you'd ask. I mean, what's my history? What, just turn the toes up and go, do you reckon? No. No, the simple fact is that while there's a job to be done, I will be doing as best I possibly can, along with the rest of my match committee.